All right, well, let's tap in. And we'll get started here. How many came in with more money than they, a leader with more money came in with this morning? All right. You know, I was just joking, right? You shouldn't have been right on arm wrestling again. Didn't fight about anything. All right. Well, this morning, I wanted to just, since we had communion this morning, I always like to give a word that connects to communion. And so, we're going to do that today and talk about, actually, we will talk a little bit about light. We were just talking about that in Ephesians last week. And we'll talk about bread. And we're going to talk about fellowship. And we're going to talk about being broken. So, all right. Josh, would you just pray for the word this morning? I'd appreciate it.
Lord God, we thank you so much. We thank you for your love for us. And Lord God, we just thank you that your love isn't like our kind of love, Lord. That your love is never ending and it's everlasting and it's greater than all of our sin, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your bread, Lord, that you provide. Thank you that you're our daily bread, Lord. And you provide it, Lord. And we just pray that we would continually be following after you, oh Lord, that we'd be close to you. We'd be close to the shepherd. And Lord, when we start going astray, Lord, that you would, leave the 99 and come get us, Lord. So we pray that you would be in this building in a powerful way, Lord. Be speak to our hearts. Pray that we would have an open ears, open hearts, open minds to what you want to pour in there, Lord. And we just pray we leave changed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And, last week we were talking about being light and walking in the light. And when Jesus said to follow him and to walk with him in because he is the light, he is the light of the world. And we're called to be the light of the world. And it was really a call to be with him in fellowship. John 8, verse 12, he said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And so light and fellowship are really tied together. So when we think about light, what it means to be the light, what it means to shine light, what it means to walk in the light, really about fellowship with him who is the light. And I was thinking of where we live. Some of you know we live kind of up Omak Mountain Road there. And one of our the concerns that we have to be aware of is rattlesnakes. How many out there have to have concerns, run-ins with rattlesnakes on occasion? And so for us, we've got chickens, and they got a roost up, they got a little chicken pen up a little ways from the house, and so there's always chores that have to be done at night when it's dark. And so one of the things that we do if we go up in as a group, or if there's a few of us, and one of us has a flashlight, we keep the light in front of us, and sometimes we'll flash it behind. We just kind of do a little bit of this. You walk, and you shine it in front of you, and shine it behind you. Why? Because you could run into a rattlesnake, right? And if you're behind me, I'm doing my best to shine that light so that you can see where you're walking. And by the way, our terrain isn't like walking. I mean, there's rocks and you know, you can trip and fall, and not that you'll fall into a den or rattlesnakes, but you know, but you're concerned about that kind of thing. And so what you want to do if you're walking with me is you want to be really close. If you're walking in the dark and you want to see your path, you want to get close to the one who has a flashlight. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. So really, to walk in the light is to walk with him who is the light. It's to be really, 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 really close. And any snake lovers out there? Not one hand went up. I got a 3-1 week. Yeah, Fish and Wildlife biology degree. Tom Lahere, Tom Reichner, he goes down to Arizona. He looks for snakes. He's upset every time we put a snake out of its misery, out of our misery. Anyway, there's some, you know, there's a few love snakes, but for the majority of us, we would prefer to not have them anywhere in our proximity forever. Funny thing is, it talks about the end time and the kingdom that's to come. A child's going to be able to put his hand down the paper hole and reach it out. Maybe I'm going to pull that snake out and play with the snake. So guess what? Forever, no snakes. That's not actually in the equation. You're going to have snakes. You're just actually going to like them. And you're actually going to maybe play with them. I don't know. Don't get too carried away with that. But in any case, the call to be in the light is to be with him who is the light. It's to be in his light. It's called fellowship. We're talking about fellowship. Communion is about fellowship, koinonia, participation, partaking of with one another. It means community, right? So we have, so that translates really well for us. We are a community of believers. And so what we participate in together is this community, this fellowship, koinonia, together we're one. We need each other. Amen? The body of Christ needs one another. And so even celebrating communion this morning, it is saying, I need you, brother, or I need you, sister, in my life. And you're saying the same. And we're saying, we need each other. And there, so there is this call to fellowship with he who is the light. But as you get into that light, and I get into that light, and you get into that light, we are in his light, and we are with him in fellowship and oneness. Let's see, what's next? Our first verse here. Am I on there? Hello back there. Might have to press a button. I got no button. I got nothing. Okay, so I need Josh. You to go back there, and I need you to
Do I have to watch that too at the same time?
Don't worry about that. This is okay. All right, so just hit the arrow for the next verse. There you go. All right. And go to the next one, please. There you go. All right. So this is what we've been called to. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the what?
Fellowship.
Say it like you mean it.
Fellowship.
Into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Again, Paul is we're going to spend a little bit of time in Corinthians today. In fact, this was a church that he wrote to that really had a hard time understanding what it meant to be in communion together. They really had a hard time of what it meant, what real fellowship meant. And there was division, and there was I'm better than you, and I'm more spiritual than you, and there was all kinds of just a real mess in this church. And so he starts right off at the beginning of his letter. Hey, we have been called into the fellowship of his Son. We've been called into this fellowship. And so, in fact, this fellowship is so important that if you recall, I think it was last week in Ephesians 5, Paul talked about this fellowship, but he talked about what we weren't supposed to have fellowship with. He said in Ephesians 5, verses 7, and then verse 11, he said, do not be partakers with them. Who were they? They were those who were living in the darkness. They were living like the world. They were of the world. And he said, don't live like that. That's what you were. That's how you lived. That's how you thought. That's what was important to you before, but that's not what's important now. That's not what you're to love anymore. That's not how you're to live or how you're to walk. And so that's what we were. Do not partake with them anymore. And then he goes on, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness for God to expose them. Don't have fellowship with that. So Paul warned against any fellowship, any partnership, any communion that would take you out of the light. There's a call to walk in the light. There's a call to be with him who's in the light. 1 John chapter 1 addresses this as well. See, the disciples understood that it was this fellowship with the Lord that was the center of the gospel. This is, was the invitation. You go to 1 John 1, he says, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So the Apostle John understood. Paul understood. They understood the importance of that fellowship was the center of the gospel. This is what we were called to. Remember what Jesus said. This is eternal life. That you may what? Remember what it says? That you may know him. That you may know him. That you may know the Father and the Son whom he has sent. This is eternal life. I thought it was just escaping hell. This is eternal life, that you may know the Father and the Son. You're called to this fellowship. That was one of the things that we did. I think things change. You know, it's kind of sad when your kids, some of you have really, think of the Sheets kids. They're really cute, these cute little kids, and they're great, and then they become teenagers. And they're still cute, but it's in different weird ways. They're cute. You know, they're just not obviously cute anymore. You know, maybe yours will be different. Growing up, you know, these kids, you know, we have family hugs. You know, it's like we shouted out. You know, maybe one started. Maybe like, you know, Dad comes home and Elijah was always Daddy's boy. Maybe he started with Elijah, but in any case, started with someone. And you know, and maybe we'd all be hanging out in the kitchen. Maybe one would be down the hall in the living room, and we would start shouting, "Hey, family hug!" And so out, you know, here comes running everybody. You know, up time to, and we'd all, and there's always, you know, especially as the kids get a little, then they want to start squeezing hard and making, you know, hurting Mom and Dad, you know, kind of making it kind of almost a wrestling thing. But that's not really what the intention was. But we're all, here's this big family group hug, and. You know, those were, of course, those fun. But I love this invitation that John is giving to the church, to those that aren't sure about what all this means. And he said, listen, we want to tell you about what we've seen and heard. Our hands have handled, we've touched him. And he goes on and he talks about this fellowship with the Father and the Son. And always implied is the Holy Spirit. So there's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And they are one, three in one, deep, deep mystery. But there's this sense in which the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, love one another. Right? Love one another. They're always making much of the other. Right? The Father. Making much of the Son. This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. The Son making much of the Father. Oh, everything that I say and do is for the Father. All that I am is for the Father. The Holy Spirit making much of the Son. Look at him. Isn't he awesome? Look at the cross. Look at the love of God. The Holy Spirit pointing us to, but Jesus talking about the wonder of the Holy Spirit. And, oh, he's going to be another comforter for you. One just like me. Living within you, and he's going to be wonderful. This love